one of my friends, my so-called friends, said that the odds of me being appointed poet laureate were about the same odds as a chia pet winning the Preakness. The original use of the laureateship was to write occasional poetry on subjects or events of national concern, national importance. My topics tend to be fairly private, you know, that not so much emotional or psychic secrets, but current events for me are like taking the dog for a walk. You know, that's a current event in my life. The only exception was when Congress asked me if I would read something at the joint session of Congress that was held in New York on the first anniversary of September 11th. And I did write a poem called The Names, which is an elegy. I read it before Congress, and it was so connected to that occasion. I haven't read it since then. The poet of democratic feeling and sensibility happens to be the greatest American poet to ever live, and that's Walt Whitman. It's a poetry of inclusion. He swings the doors wide open and lets everybody in. I am of old and young, of the foolish as much as the wise, regardless of others, ever regardful of others, maternal as well as paternal, a child as well as a man, stuffed with the stuff that is coarse and stuffed with the stuff that is fine. One of the great nations, the nation of many nations, the smallest the same as the largest the same. A southerner soon as a northerner, a planter nonchalant and hospitable, a Yankee bound on my way, ready for trade, my joints the limberest joints on earth and the sternest joints on earth. A Kentuckian walking the veil. See, the danger of poetry to hostile regimes is that poetry can be memorized. Poetry is portable. You know, a dictatorship can, you can close the opera houses, you can make the symphony play nothing but the national anthem, which was the case in Maoist China. You can, you know, destroy paintings and sculpture and But you can't get poetry out of people. When democracy shuts down in undemocratic times, when people are deprived of their freedoms, that's when poetry, that's when people recognize the importance of poetry, because there's often nothing left but poetry. Every caste and religion, not merely of the New World, but of Africa, Europe, or Asia, a wandering savage, a farmer, mechanic, or artist, a gentleman, sailor, lover, or Quaker, a prisoner, fancy man, rowdy, lawyer, physician, or priest, I resist anything better than my own diversity.
That was Billy Collins, who just completed his term as poet laureate, reading from Walt Whitman's Song of Myself. Our piece was produced by David Krasnow.